The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey guys, welcome back to Talking Show. I'm Matt Watson.
And I'm Ryan McGee, and we haven't done this in a while.
Yeah.
But it's good to be back. Live action and everything. You can see me waving right now.
Ah, look at that. That's pretty sweet.
Now when we upload this, people are going to be like, see, they tried to bring it back, but I guess they forgot to turn the camera on, and so they just uploaded it as a podcast. But now since I said that,
they're in on the joke, and they won't do it. It's almost as bad as when we shot a mail video yesterday, and I forgot to turn on the microphone.
Oh, no harm, no foul.
I mean, we still have the audio. It's just not as crisp as the other ones, but...
It'll sound like it's coming from like a old cell phone from like when AT&T was around. No, sorry, when Singular was around. I forgot.
Oh my
sorry
god,
about that.
Dude! Old brands that were part of our childhood that don't exist, like Wachovia, the bank. Remember that one?
Yep.
Wachovia. There was a. I was about to say Sprint. Sprint still exists. There was another phone one that doesn't exist anymore. What was it? You know what I'm talking about?
No. Like what specifically? Like, is it food?
No, phone one.
Oh, a phone.
Is Motorola still a thing?
Is Nokia still a thing?
Yeah, Nokia is still a thing.
Motorola. So,
somehow, Nokia is still a thing. Dude, Nokia is awesome. Like, I wish I could just have an old little Nokia. No, I don't, but it would be sick if I had one just for calling that I could just have, like, for a business phone, a little old Nokia phone, like one of the little brick ones.
I'd like a flip phone just to be like, I'm not going to look at social media for the weekend. I'm just going to have a flip phone. So I can receive calls and texts.
Can you still use a flip phone?
I'm sure you can find a flip phone.
Like, does that work still?
Those pay-as-you-go phones.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I'm just going to start using one of those from now on. Like, for business, let's just use burner phones.
For big old prank calls.
We should get a burner phone just for prank calls.
Have you gotten a burner phone for a prank call before?
No. I should, though. That's smart. I used to love doing prank calls, and I was the biggest fear... When you're young and doing prank calls, it's like, oh God, they're going to catch me. They're going to call the police
and the police are going to show up.
Yeah, and the police are going to like show up at your house and like arrest you for making prank calls. Dude, I'm sure people have been arrested for
prank calls. It's going to go on my permanent record.
Like, I'm going to get like arrested. I mean, I've done my fair share of prank calls in the day. I mean, Google 411 is the classic way to do it, which they got rid of it because I think too many people were doing prank calls with it. Guys, word of advice. You want to do prank calls, get a burner phone. Non-traceable. That's why drug dealers use them. But you're using them in a much more wholesome way. So instead of selling
to bring
drugs,
laughter and joy to people's
lives. Yeah, you're bringing
lives.
Laughter and joy to yourself and your friends that are sleeping over at your house when you decide to do prank calls.
That's always what happens. Ruining the calls and telling you to say stuff even though the other person can hear the, now say.
I know. I don't think, dude, shut up. Like, I got it. Oh, my God.
Oh, shit, dude.
Dude, speaking of this, I used to, you know what I used to do as a kid? Did you ever go ding-dong ditching?
No.
It was so much fun. Like, I wouldn't do it. I would watch my friend do it because my friend would always do crazy stuff. And I'm like, I don't want to get in trouble, but I'll watch you. So we'd go around his neighborhood and I'd hide in a tree and I'd watch him like run to a house and ring the doorbell and then go hide in the bushes. And some just like old man walk out and be like, ah, damn it. And like, shut the door. And we go to the next house and do it. And then the cops drove through his street. I remember late
Wait,
at night.
Really?
Yeah, someone called the cops. Legit.
Someone called the cops. Well, I mean, also, like, for people who ding dong ditch, you know that the homeowner might also feel like you're a burglar casing the place.
That could be true because you told me that burglars do that.
Yeah,
I put a considerable amount of space.
Except they don't really ding dong ditch; they'll just stay there. And if someone opens the door, they'll be like, "Yeah, lawn service."
Oh, it's wrong.
Can I see
address.
Your card? No.
Yeah, I've seen videos of people get caught before where they're like saying that they're there to like pick something up or like mm-hmm. like, "Oh, sorry, wrong house."
Yeah.
Pretty clever.
Is it the wrong house?
No.
Oh, I saw the best video.
It was like, hey, is Larry home? You know this isn't Larry's house. Mm-hmm.
I saw this video where this guy was like trying to open someone's door, and the person just like rips the door open really fast to like catch them, and they start running, and the guy tackles him, and he's like, dude, I was just trying, dude, listen, I stop, dude, hold on, wait, it's not what it was.
It's not what it was.
He's like, yeah, boy, and he like slaps him in the face on the ground, and he has him like pinned to the ground. He's like, dude, what the hell? My door is broken. I was just testing on yours to see if it would work.
I've seen that video.
It's so funny.
Because I remember that excuse.
And he just keeps making excuses. He's like, no, you didn't. It's like, yeah, if my door's broken, I'm going to go to a stranger's door and then start trying to open it to be like, yeah,
I was just making sure.
Yeah, and he says that too. I love, you always know they're lying because they'll throw two different excuses in. A, I was just making sure yours was working. And then B, I was mine's broken. So it's like, yeah,
mine's
okay.
broken. Just wanted to make sure yours was okay.
Yeah, what a good neighbor. Some guy that he's never seen before trying to make sure his door works.
I thought you don't come over and try to... You can't jostle a door open, like unless it's, like, fucked up. But, like, if a door's locked, you're not going to fucking... Unless it's a shitty-made door.
What if it was just a really nice guy and he really was just trying to, like, innocently do that, and then this guy, like, beat him up and pinned him to the ground, so his cries of, like, dude, what the hell? Like, that was actually real, and he was just a nice guy trying to see if the guy's door was broken.
Well,
so we could let him know.
Nice guys finish last, dude.
Yeah, that's what they say, man.
That's why they'll treat you like trash, you know?
I love that
he made
a straight-up, like, incel song.
Niga Higa and
That other guy.
Prissy little white man.
Hey, don't talk about me that way. I forgot, like, they made, like, a legitimate, like, just incel anthem without probably even realizing it back then.
Nice guys finish last, that's while I'll treat you like trash, it's not what I really want
to
do.
How do we all know that song? Like, I didn't even watch that video back then, but I just know the song.
It is very incel-y.
You know? It's like, I'm a nice guy. Why didn't you want to date
me? Is that the comedic turn of the song? Is that he's incel-y?
I don't remember. Is there even a comedic turn to it? Or is it literally just about how...
Make you go moo! That's what Niga Higa says. Or Ryan Higa.
Do you remember when he was the king of YouTube, man? He dominated.
He came out with
YouTube.
Like a 45-minute movie. Like the Niga Higa movie. Where like he turned out to be a spy or some shit.
Dude, did you really just spoil the Niga Higa movie? Are you kidding me right now? I came in here to record a podcast and have a good time, and you go spoiling that for me.
Dude, remember when Smosh uploaded the Smosh movie, and it was just them walking around their neighborhood for an hour and 45 minutes?
Oh, I do remember that. I got really excited because they teased, like, a Smosh movie, and they uploaded it. I was like, and then it was just, like, nothing.
Well, look at them now. Broken apart, so.
And they did make a real movie.
Yeah. Didn't they make a...
I think they just made one.
Oh.
I mean, they made, like, little, like, series, like the show about them working at the kids' pizza place,
yeah.
Which actually turned into a Pizzagate thing, which was weird that they took that turn, but it wasn't a bad show, you know?
Yeah. It's just, like, I think when they were intimate, like, this channel was better. Like, when they started seeing other people.
Yeah, it was... I don't know, you could definitely tell on camera... The time when they were intimate with each other and then the time when they weren't anymore. It was, like, very visible between the two of them and a little awkward.
Yeah, like, the difference between, like, you could tell when they were living together. Like, they would wake up every morning and nuzzle each other's necks. And Anthony would go, can I make another Pokemon joke? And Ian would go, sure, baby. Then he'd go, Pikachu, go poop, poop. And then Ian go, that good. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
That's really funny. Ian would get out of bed, make a pot of coffee for the two of them. He'd bring Anthony breakfast in bed. Give my little kid. little kiss on the nose. He'd give them little Eskimo kisses.
Yeah.
And then they'd write a script for the new video, and it would just be so good. And but it, you know,
they'd be cackling like a couple of hyenas.
Yeah. No more, though. Rest in peace to both of them.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate what happened. The whole petrol explosion thing.
Yeah.
Happens, though. I'm glad Fred's back on top, though, as number one YouTuber now.
What is Fred up to these days?
He sold his channel, and now kids run it. It's just kids that make shows and upload them to his channel.
And it's called Fred?
It's called Fred still, but that it's the channel. Yeah.
Is it like it's not the even... Fred channel? Nope. Is it kind of like TBS, as in like, TBS isn't a person? It's a channel. Now yeah, it's like it the Fred channel.
TBS is a person.
Mr. TBS.
Ryan. Turner Broadcasting something.
Is that his name?
Yeah. That's his full name.
His name is Turner Broadcasting something.
I had to shoot a promo for Turner when I was a kid.
Would it be Station?
Turner Broadcast Station? Probably. The S most likely stands for Station. But I had to, I was in a play.
Okay.
Well, I was also 11 years old at the time. Unable to shoot loads quite yet, but I could shoot the load of acting. So I was on stage and, I was a pirate and they asked me to just say, you're watching, Turner something, something. And I did. And then I never saw it because I didn't have cable growing up. It's out there somewhere.
You in a little pirate suit?
Yeah. Doing a promo for like a channel bumper for like Turner.
Who's Turner?
The network.
TBS?
Yeah.
You were on the TBS?
I don't know if it was TBS. I know that there used to be the Turner channel, or like Turner was a channel or something. I didn't have cable, so I didn't know. I just knew it was they came with cameras and did it. Or maybe they were just trying to make us feel more important than we were as kids, so they faked it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they were real camera crews. I had to go ARG like a pirate or some shit like that. Like Captain. I think I was like Captain Hook, but I had to use my finger as the hook. I don't know, dude. I did a bunch of acting as a kid. It was fun. Like plays, not movies. Wish I had done movies. That would have been something. But here I am doing Let's Plays.
You were in Rampage.
I was,
You did the motion capture for the monkey.
Think you're funny, huh?
Oh, sorry. The motion capture for the crocodile.
And the motion capture for Dwayne The Rock Johnson in the CG scenes. Because we have such a similar physique.
Yeah.
Dwayne said, I want Matthew Watson to be my mocap model for the CG scenes.
I did the score for that movie, so.
It was really fucking good. You outdid yourself with that one.
People said it was like Hans Zimmer, but not stupid and fucking dumb.
You know, Hans Zimmer doesn't actually make his own music. And that was a really cold attack on Hans Zimmer. I'm just going to let you know. That hurt
I'm not saying he's a person. I'm saying my music, if you were to compare his music to mine, it would be awful. And it is awful.
Oh, it is. It is. I actually found out that apparently he doesn't make any of the music. Basically, he
goes on Fruity Loops and like hires some interns.
He just uses
built-in
loops on Fruity Loops to make
it. No one's people haven't caught him yet.
I'm pretty sure other people make it and they just pay to put the name on it, the Hans Zimmer name.
Really?
So he has like ghost music makers.
Is that like public?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is. I don't remember who told me that, but apparently he just doesn't make his own music anymore. He just kind of like. It's a brand.
The Hans Zimmer brand. Which, like, the John Williams, except John Williams actually does do the scores for shit.
Yeah. I mean, John Williams.
Right?
Classic. Yeah, John Williams.
He does stuff for, like, little kids' TV shows every now and then, too.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Look at his, like, IMDb page. It's, like, chock full of shit. Maybe not little kids' shows, but also maybe. Who knows?
They might be Giants got really into making
who
kids'
might be
music.
Giants?
They might be Giants.
Who?
They. Those two guys in the back of the room looking at us? Yeah, go away.
They're 8 foot and they look. Yeah.
Yeah, but they made like a lot of.
Seriously, get the fuck out.
Seriously, you guys are weird. You're freaking me out.
Go.
You're too tall.
Go walk away.
All right, thank you. Yeah, shut the door behind you. Don't hit yourself on the way out. They might be Giants, did the theme song for Malcolm in the Middle, and then they started doing like Mickey's Clubhouse or something, and they made whole albums for kids. Like, just kids' music about, like, science.
And now they won't play their most treasured song at
yeah,
any
I
concert.
Saw them live, and I was just praying they would play the Malcolm in the Middle theme song, and they didn't play it, and I was like, man, that's an American classic.
Did you hear that they were, like, tired of it or something?
No, I just don't. Maybe it's, like, a licensing issue, or they don't want to be known just for that. I don't know.
I get that.
But
yo.
It's a good song, the full song. I know all the words to the full Malcolm in the Middle theme song. Little
now,
Matt Watson
go.
Trivia.
Now go.
Yes, no, maybe... I don't know. Can you repeat the question? You're not the boss of me now. You're not the boss of me now.
Bum, bum.
You're not the boss of me now. And you're not so big. You're not, I'll skip this part. You're not the boss of me now. You're not the boss of me now. And you're not so big. Life is unfair. But I just, hold on. Let me do a different part. Life is a test. But I confess, I like this mess I've made so far. Blum, blum. Why
is that a banjo?
Why? It was the little like, blum. Oh. It sounds like a banjo. It's the thing they do. It's like, you know what I'm talking about? Like the organ thing was like, blum. I don't know how to describe it with my mouth. It's only so much my mouth can do in terms of doing.
You're telling me.
Stop. Cut it out. There's only so much my mouth can do in terms of musical instruments.
You're telling me. But he's gonna flash the fucking beta male smile at me. You're just like, man, I just gotta break him real quick to snap him out of
yeah,
this.
Dude. It's like, are you sitting there silently? I know if I, well, usually it's like a test to see like, is it still gonna get him? And I'll flash the beta male smile. And then you just, I get that. It's almost like, it's like an instant gratification thing. I want to hear that Ryan McGee laugh. So I just, there it is. Yeah, I got a little one. See, it's like, you know how they gave crows like some system where it's like, if they put a coin in a machine, it would give them food and they figured it out. And they did it until they ran out of food.
Yeah.
I'm like that crow that just figured out I could put that coin in that machine.
That was such a cool video.
I think it's
a raven.
Ravens, yeah.
But
Raven
crows Simone. Are also fucking smart.
They actually taught Raven Simone how to put a coin into a machine. To get a little food.
That was a good one, dude.
Thanks, man.
I really liked that one.
I brought my A game.
I really did like that one. Oh, my penis is chubby.
I did it again. Moment of silence, flash the beta male smile. You actually started laughing before I really started. Did you know it was coming?
Yeah, of course.
How'd you know it was coming?
Because you could see the tension in your mouth, like in your face.
Like the muscles, like
you can tell waking. When like, you can tell like by the look in your eyes, like when you're about to, like when you're thinking of something. It's like the look a young child who's playing with like a tortured frog or animal would look at it. You're like, okay. I'm going to try this now.
You could have used an example. Like, you know how when someone's lying, you can see it on their face. You could use an example like that. Is that a personal example? Did you torture frogs as a kid?
No. There it is.
Ryan
dude.
Was laughing because he actually did do the torture the frogs, and he was lying.
Yeah, you're right, I did. It's a fact. I fucked them, too. They deserved it. Fuck frogs. I'll just lean into it 100%.
Sure. I mean, that's...
I killed and fucked frogs and
I mean,
hung them from my ceiling.
It completely derailed my, the joke I was making on you. Like, I was like, well, I don't have anything to say anymore. I don't have any...
You're like, oh, you fuck them too.
You stole my ammo and you multiplied it, but you aimed it at yourself. And then I got hit in the crossfire, so...
It's like I took a loaded 12-gauge shotgun, put it in my mouth, blew my brains out, and skull fragments clipped your cheeks.
Pretty much. That's a good way to put it. Yeah, yeah.
You want to test that out?
Sure. Super Mega Vlog?
Mythbusters.
All right, so...
Here it comes.
Today, on Mythbusters, we're going to see if... Well, first of all, let me start by saying God's not real. I'm a proud atheist. Second thing, let me leak these photos of myself fingering my ass online.
Did he leak those himself?
No, they just got leaked.
Why was he fingering his asshole?
I guess he's into that. Nothing wrong with a finger in the pooper.
There isn't. It helps sometimes.
Sure, of course. I'm not saying from personal. I'm just saying a lot of people are into it.
Personal.
Okay. I mean, be proud of it.
I'm proud
Aaron's,
of it.
Aaron talks about it.
Yeah.
Aaron says, you know what? Sometimes a finger in the butt will make you go nut. I came up with that rhyme.
Five in the pink?
10 in the pink?
10 in the pink.
20?
Five.
You got your feet in there, too? It's just you gotta get
40,
like a...
40 in the stink, dude. You're just hanging out of there like this.
You don't have 40 digits,
like,
though.
Like you're hogtied.
How do you have 40 digits?
What are you talking about?
You said 40.
Yeah.
Count your toes and fingers,
you're
going
to be
Ryan.
In with me, dude.
Oh, I am, too?
Yeah, you're like...
Okay, I thought you were talking about yourself, and I was like, we don't have 40
No, like both of us dangling. From someone's, dude.
Oh, both of us in, like, hanging like bats from someone's asshole.
Yeah, dude. That's
someone,
hilarious.
Hey, y'all, listen, if someone's got an ass, I'd be willing to try that. I would definitely try that. It's a lot of weight to carry, though.
How's everybody doing?
Yeah, you're going to get a response, Ryan. We just hear someone hiding. Good. Oh, sorry, I just wanted to observe the podcast recording. Also, apparently it blows people's minds when they find out we don't record this sitting across from each other at a table. We're just on the same couch.
Wait, what do you mean? Does it actually
people are
blow
like, I thought
minds?
You guys were at a table this whole time.
Oh, because of the Don's animation?
Yeah, the drawing. No, we're just in a well-lit room on sitting on the same tan couch. Describe it. It's like a very boxed-in couch. The arms...
I like it. I like the fact that it's boxed in.
The armrests of the couch are as high as the back of the couch, so it's like a box with one wall taken down, and then it's really soft. It's a really nice couch.
Mm-hmm.
I really do love this. Have you ever taken a nap on this couch?
Yes,
it's
multiple
so
times.
Nice. You come in here, you put the AC on.
Put the AC on, turn off all the lights, except for one.
Yeah, one.
No, that one actually works really well. Is like those two in the corner work as nice ambient just to like create like a nice little thing. And also, if you're down for it, you can bring your little personalized speaker or turn on some music.
Do you sleep with white noise?
I have to sleep with something going on.
Yeah?
I hate having to fall asleep to silence.
Really?
So either I'll either put some YouTube video on that I see is longer than 20 or 30 minutes to make sure like it's still playing when I'm going to bed, because sometimes it takes me a bit, or I'll turn on this super loud-ass box fan that I have in my room.
That's the best. I gotta sleep with a fan. I don't have to, but it's like, I prefer a loud-ass, like,
yep. But every now and then it'll fuck me up because it's actually, like, so loud and to the right, just the right volume level or decibel where it's like... I don't hear my alarm in the morning sometimes, and I'll wake up with, and I'll be well-rested. The moment I wake up and I'm well-rested, something is wrong. I realize that. Like, I'm like, oh, I feel good. Then I'm like, fuck, why do I feel good?
Like, I shouldn't feel good.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like I got a full night's sleep.
Exactly.
Dude, I hate when you sleep through your alarm. I did it this morning. So I set my alarm for 8:50, and I was like, I'll snooze for 10 minutes and wake up at 9. I woke up and my alarm was going off and it was 10 a.m. and I was like, fuck, I'm supposed to be at work right now. And then like when you wake up to a phone call from like someone that you work with and then you realize what time it is, you're like, uh-oh, do I make an excuse or do I just say I slept in by accident?
There's nothing you can do if you slept in by accident.
I know. Can you really get, can I get punished for it?
Yes.
Yeah, I can. It's my alarm clock's fault, though, not me. Yeah, how do I sleep through my, like, how do I turn my alarm off, not hit snooze, but turn my alarm off, like, without remembering I did that because I was so tired? Like, my brain is supposed to know, oh, the lights are on now and the alarm's going off.
I have blackout curtains, so.
Oh, yeah.
I probably need to cut that shit out. The moment, okay, here's the thing. When I used to have blackout curtains, or I still do, but when I have them all the way drawn, it's hard for me to get up. But in the mornings, if I make sure the sunlight gets in, my body will get a taste of that circadian rhythm. Was that what it's called?
Circadian rhythm, yeah.
Yeah, it'll get a taste of that sunlight and a little bit. Some magic happens where my body wakes up a little more naturally.
Well, I don't think even like I feel like it's I don't think it's healthy to sleep with blackout curtains apparently, because it's like it fucks with your, because your body needs the light to like gradually and naturally know when it's time to wake up.
Yeah.
No joke, because of blackout curtains, I've slept until 6 p.m.
It happened recently, didn't it?
Okay, well,
like
I was...
2 weeks, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, I slept...
It was on the weekend, so no harm, no foul.
It was Saturday, and I slept until 6 p.m., and I just, my day was ruined. Like, it feels nice in the moment, kind of, when you're like, oh, I'm sleeping so long.
It's like, what am I going to do? Stay up till 2 and then try to go to bed but not be able to because I've only been awake for half of the day.
Yeah, and then when you wake up at 6 and then you get out of bed for the first time and you feel like garbage. Like sleeping that long, you never feel good. You feel just as bad, if not worse, okay, as if you didn't get enough sleep.
You know what, Matt?
What?
I want you to take me through an average work week morning waking up. Waking up is you. What's your average wake up during the weekday like?
Okay. Well, I'm supposed to wake up at 9 to be...
We don't have to include times to make it... to get us in trouble with our jobs. We can just say our actions.
Sure. I wake up...
at a reasonable time.
I wake up, I thank God I'm alive. Because in my sleep, I could have died. That's from a guy I used to work with at Chick-fil-A who made Christian rap. I'll go into that in a little bit, just remind me.
Yeah.
First of all... basically I wake up, hit snooze on my alarm 3 or 4 times.
You slap that shit. You're like,
I go,
well,
bah!
I purposely set, I have alarms. You've seen it. I have like 5 different alarms for the morning. Cause I'm like, I want my body to be kind of woken up at this time And then I want to slowly, gradually wake myself up to where it's like, I actually have names for it. Let me show you. Let me show you, mate.
Apparently, I think snoozing actually makes it harder to wake up, but it does. Still do it anyway. I'm like, it's one of those like.
Well, I just do it to make sure I wake up because if I don't have five alarms. Look,
I have.
My first alarm is called Rise and Shine with a little sunshine emoji.
That's cute.
Second alarm is Please Get Up. My next alarm is Seriously Get Up. The other one is Wake the Fuck Up. And then the last one is Get to Work, Cunt.
Oh, yeah. You really just drive it home.
Yeah.
I like how much it increases.
With a little angry emoji.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's it. I like how the first one is like, Rise and Shine.
I know.
Smiling. And then the last, Cunt.
I know. The last one is just Get to Work, Cunt.
Yeah. I should do that. So when the, because I, like, when I'm so sleepy, I guess I lose track of time. And, like, I don't really gauge, like, how late into the hour or 2 hour period it is before I'm at work. Mm-hmm. But that's a good way to do it because I'll be like, oh, I set this when I was awake sober, not sleep drunk.
Yeah.
So it's like I swear sleep drunkenness is real because I'll just, like, turn my alarm off. I'm like, yeah, whatever.
And?
You can set it so it's every weekday, so you can just turn that on.
That's what I do. I'll have to turn it off till in.
See, I have my alarm go off at a certain time, and then I just keep hitting snooze, and that doesn't work because I can just always keep hitting snooze. I'm just going to do that instead.
Yeah.
But basically, I wake up. Once I roll out of bed,
okay.
Some mornings I get out of bed a little too late, and I got to rush to work, so I don't have time to shower. But usually what I do is get up.
You like to shower in the morning?
I do. Okay. It refreshes me. I start the day off right. You know, okay. I can style my hair from a clean slate. I get up. I get in the shower. Bathe myself.
Do you dance?
I do a little dance, make a little love, get down tonight.
There it is.
I get out, make myself, usually before I get in the shower, I'll get the coffee brewing. So then when I get out, it's cooled down a little bit, so it's not piping hot. Drink a little bit of Covfefe. Then I'll get dressed.
Put on a dress?
I put on my work dress. And then I basically, from there, depending on the time, maybe I'll chill on the couch for a little bit, read the news. Text some people, whatever. Go on Reddit, something okay. like that. Watch some Super Mega.
That's funny. That's a funny channel.
It's a great channel. And then
variety channel.
It's a great variety channel. Yeah. From that point on, then I will just get my car keys, go to my car, and then start the long drive to work. So,
okay.
Then I get in. Brent goes, "Hey, supposed to be at work 2 hours ago," and I'm like, "Yeah, about that."
Shut up, you old fogey! And then spit a spitball at him, and then you
throw a brick through his glass window on his office. Shatters his glass table as well. You know, men who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones, Brent. That's all I'll say about that.
That sounds like a decent morning during the weekday.
Yeah, it is. I do go hunting on Wednesdays.
Okay. For what?
Things.
Like what?
Is anything living in the woods? Just shoot.
Like animals.
Living things, yeah.
What about the Christian rap dude you were talking okay. about earlier?
I worked with this guy, and I found he worked in the kitchen, and I found out he produced his own Christian rap, and he had an album that he burned to some CDs, a CD-ROM, as the kids called it Not back in the day.
So like a CD-R we're talking, or a CD-WR? Or RW.
RW for rewrite.
Rewrite, yep.
So it was an R.
Well, if it was rewritable, why wouldn't it be RR? That's a joke! Anyways, go on.
No, it wasn't.
Then how did I catch it?
Because you realized your mistake too very soon
yep.
after.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's the beta male smile. He's doing it, folks.
Got a little laugh. I'm scared it's you're going to become immune to it. Anyway.
You throw me one more beta male smile, I'll make this recording session hell.
God damn it, Ryan. Why did you have to do that?
I warned
you. I didn't know what that meant.
I warned you.
That's not fair.
I warned you completely, and it was up to you to test
me. If that hits me, if that comes over here, I'm getting out of the room.
It might not even smell. In fact, it's just staying in my pants because it shot out like as quick as a bullet.
Like 300 feet per second.
Oh, I can smell it now.
Is it bad? Should I?
You'll live.
I'm going to cover up my coffee so that your ass particles don't infest my coffee.
Okay.
But basically, he made Christian rap, and he gave my friend, Jose, one of the CDs, and we played it in the car, And we were just blown away
by how great it was.
Yeah. How great it was. And
how much closer it made you feel to God.
Yeah. There were four tracks on the album. And
do you remember the titles?
I do, but I also
sorry, the track.
I do, but I don't necessarily want to give too much info because I don't want people to go, you know, try to. Blow I just don't want people harassing him because he was a nice guy and he's doing his own thing. And I respect that.
Matt, what did we learn about nice guys?
They finish last.
Yeah. So
and they see, that's why I don't want him to get harassed.
Yeah.
I don't want to just send a
no, I 100% get it. Yeah.
But I remember there was one song that starts and it starts kind of deep. And he says, God placed this on my heart, but he kind of slurs his words. So it sounds exactly like he says, God pisses on my heart. He's like, God pisses on my heart. And like every time I hear it, damn, I just want to talk about like the songs. I actually know almost all the words to one of them. But and by doing so, I would reveal like people be able to look it up. But
yeah.
Damn, it's good. I don't know where my CD is now. Next time I go to Charleston for
you and I
Christmas,
need to listen to it on a road trip.
Have I ever played it for you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I played it for you. We were in Columbia. Yeah, it's good. It's good shit. You liked it, right?
It
How
wonderful.
Could you describe it if you had to describe it so people can get a better picture? I mean, maybe I could ask him. I could hit him up and be like, "Hey, can I share your music on Twitter?"
God, because then he's gonna go to our channel and he's gonna see us like kind of.
I'm not making fun of him at
no,
all.
No, you're not making.
I
fun
just
of
it's
him.
It's interesting music, and I it was very my high school years. I played that a shit ton driving into work. My friend Jose and I, we would blast that out of our cars, like pulling into work and shit. And I knew it was going to be a good day when I got on to work. And I saw Jose pulling up blasting that. I'm like, it's going to be a good 9-hour shift. And we'd play it on our phones. We were back in the kitchen and stuff. I remember he wanted me to make a music video. He really wanted me to make a music video for all of his songs. And like, he wanted like a 4-song music video.
Why didn't you ask him to perform it live at Chick-fil-A?
He did. He did it at like a barbershop or something.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I was going to go. Jose and I were going to go, but we fell through. I don't think it actually happened.
You fell through?
No,
what does that mean?
No, I think like we fell through a floor and broke our
chin. Okay, there it is.
Yeah, you like that? It's good, right? I don't think, I think he like it got canceled or something, but damn, it was good. It was really good stuff.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Not as good.
Not as good as what? Is this a segue for an ad read?
Yes.
Not as good as MeUndies. Oh, he was going to... Okay, Ryan said these nuts. That was the joke.
No, I didn't.
I heard you. I saw you mouth it.
Nuh-uh.
This is part of the ad read now. MeUndies is paying for this time where you're fighting me over this.
Okay, MeUndies, here we go. Giving you a fucking ad read.
Are you happy, guys? Is this what you wanted? MeUndies honestly is the best, though. They send us free underwear every month.
I love MeUndies.
I absolutely love MeUndies.
Oh, God. Have you finished your holiday shopping yet?
I haven't even started, Ryan.
No worries. Well, then no worries. You can get everything you need for you and your loved ones at MeUndies.
There's a reason people love MeUndies. It's because they use the coveted micromodal fabric, which is 3 times softer than cotton. If you never felt this fabric, get ready to experience pure bliss in underwear form. It really is. It's I don't know how to describe it because it's not like any other synthetic texture.
It feels nice.
It's fantastic.
and it doesn't poke your You can also get style that is perfectly suited for you or that special someone. Matthew, men and women can each choose from four different cuts. All of each are available from classic colors to adventurous prints. Matthew.
My favorite one is the holiday plaid. What?
Just saying, Matthew.
Thank you.
Just trying to... Oh, no. No. I'm trying to remind you that you need to get something for, like, your mom and your sister and stuff.
Oh,
You're not. I wasn't... Oh, this is awkward.
Yeah, I'm just going to finish. My favorite print is the holiday plaid. Because I wear it and I feel festive, and it really is the most wonderful time of the year in my pants. Because I'm wearing MeUndies. Seriously, these fun undies would be a great stocking stuffer. But why stop at undies? MeUndies has cozy lounge pants and... Onesius.
Onesius! It's too perfect.
MeUndies has cozy lounge pants and Onesius in the same super soft fabric.
Plants.
They have lounge plants and Onesius, guys. Perfect for wearing Christmas morning. They're for real, though. They're lounge pants and onesies.
And now MeUndies has a great offer for our listeners. For any first-time purchasers, when you purchase any MeUndies, you get 15% off and free shipping.
Order by December 16th for free shipping in time for Christmas.
Are you crunched for time?
Yes.
You can't go wrong with a MeUndies gift card.
It's a no-brainer, guys. Get 15% off a pair of the most comfortable undies you'll ever put on your pants region.
To get your 15% off your first pair, free shipping, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/supermega.
That's MeUndies.com/supermega.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dad.
You're welcome, sport. Wish you'd return my calls.
I think you should start skateboarding. It's just a word of advice from me. I think it would be cool for you.
Is this just a random fucking thing?
I'm starting. It's called starting a conversation on a podcast.
Okay, there it is.
You know what? We're not talking about skateboards then. They're not cool enough.
I was like,
start rollerblading.
What a fucking offhand way to start a conversation. You know what, Matt? You look like you like water parks.
I do like water parks.
There it is.
What? I do. That's not a joke. I love water parks.
No, I know you do. But I'm just saying. It's like the difference. It's like you should skateboard, right? And then just silence and then just, man, you look like the kind of guy that loves water parks. Dude, I fucking do.
We got to hit up a water park as soon as it's warm.
Can we? Can we film a vlog at a water park?
Yeah, I want to do that song. Take some GoPros.
Can we break in a water park during the winter and slide down the frozen slides?
Fuck yeah, that'd be so sick.
It'd be like die.
You know those videos?
We'd shoot out of there. There'd be no water to slow us down, only ice to make us go faster.
It's like those videos where the guys go down the water slides with no water when it's closed and they like slam into the pool, like the dry pool. Would you ever go down a water slide with no water at the bottom?
No.
Why not?
Because if you
a fucking moron?
Yeah.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Come on, crack. I flashed you the smile. I saw you had to squint your eyes.
You're using it a lot this time. Usually you only pull it out once every few podcasts. Now you're doing it multiple times in one? No. Okay. Still got a little bit of a chuckle.
There you go. I got it. It's just fun for me. It's how I get pleasure. It's the only way my brain can get dopamine these days.
For family reunions.
No, dude. Honestly, like...
All the pussy you get there, dude.
What if I went to one of your family reunions and just, like, in the span of the week and just fucked, like, every one of your cousins?
All but one are men, so...
That's a lot, though. That's a lot of cousins to fuck.
Yeah.
On your family, not mine.
Are you into men?
Am I into men?
Yeah.
No.
Are you in men?
Yeah. You came out of your dad.
Yeah.
That's pretty gay, isn't it?
But my dad was never inside of me.
Yeah, same. Isn't it, like, very... If you think about it, Ryan, you're gay because you came out of your dad's nuts.
No.
You ever thought about that?
No.
Yeah, you're gay.
No, I'm not!
Boys, what's going on in here? Dad, is it true I came out of your nuts?
You fucking piece of shit, Dad!
Son!
Fuck you!
That's how you were made.
Can I see them? I want to see where I came out of.
I want to see my grassroots beginning. Here you go, son. Here's my nuts.
Oh, they're so goddamn fucking awesome!
Like tears. Like, so awesome.
God, my nuts. I came out of there.
I'm going to keep, like, on my bedroom wall, like, the house I live, or, like, the dorm I had in college. The house I grew up in.
And then my dad's nuts.
And it's like, these are all the places I grew up and came from. Small beginnings. You know, on, like, Wikipedia, how it usually starts with their birth? I wish every article started with, like, George Washington came out of his dad's nuts on this date. He was then born, like...
Where, like, they would include the day of conception.
I was about to say, like, everyone, like that'd be funny for, like, talk about the day Jesus came out of Joseph's nutsack, but he didn't. Because,
I just peed myself.
Ooh, yeah, there's a lot of pee. Wow. Like, you're fine, just sit in it for a bit, it'll dry. I really do want to make a sketch where Mary is just trying to convince Joseph. She's like, no, God got me pregnant. And he's, like, at the bar with his friends. He's like, yo, your girl said what? He's like, yeah, she said God got her pregnant. Dude, I just, like, that's really funny to me. Like, would Joseph...
That Joseph was cucked by God?
God cucked Joseph.
Well, in this theoretical of why it's so funny, God's not real, and she came up with a religion just to hide the fact that she cheated on her fiancé.
No, dude, what if, like, Jesus' whole life, like, just to avoid the truth coming out, she had to tell her child he was the son of God.
You're so the son of God.
From the time he was born,
you're
he believed that?
You're the son of God.
So he was, in the end, he was killed and crucified his mom cheated on her husband.
Well, that's what the Jewish people believe. That is 100% what the Jewish people
that
have
is,
to
yeah.
believe.
Actually, anyone that's not a Christian, that's what they believe, I guess.
No, Muslims believe in Jesus and that he died for all of our sins.
Okay, well, I think that it's just so funny that, like, look, God got me pregnant. Do you think do you think he just accepted it to make his life easier? Or do you think he had some doubts, like, so God knocked you up, huh?
Dude, Mary could have been an ugly person. She could have been gross. She could have had... Five horns.
I don't want you.
Ten eyes.
Of the Virgin Mary. That
two
way.
Big noses.
Two big noses.
Two.
Are they like next to each other, or is like one on the back?
No,
of
one's on the back of her fucking head, and then her mouth is the size of a can of beans. Like it protrudes out.
Oh, like like in a character creator, if you could pull the mouth forward.
Yeah, forward to the amount of a. That would amount to the size of a can of beans.
Horizontally?
Yes.
Okay. That's a big mouth. Man.
If she looked like that, maybe he was like, ooh.
So that means the Jewish people believe... Poor Jesus, man.
he only thought he was the son of God because his mom cheated and then just taught him that from birth, so he truly believed it. And then in the end, it got him killed.
This podcast is going to make your mom cry.
Well, Mom, I'm not saying I believe this. I'm just saying this. What if this is the hypothetical, you know?
What if the...
Mom, I'm just talking about what the Jewish people believe, okay?
So
don't get mad at me.
In the Jewish Bible, it says... What about the Muslim Bible? We just call everything the blank Bible.
Buddhist Bible, Muslim Bible, Scientology Bible.
They all have their own Bible. They all have their own special book.
I seriously think we should sell Super.
Is it part of a series?
Bibles. Yeah.
Is it all? It all takes place in the same universe. It's like an anthology series where, like, you learn the story of Christianity and then you read the Jewish people's side of the story, and it's like, oh, he wasn't the Messiah. So we're all still fucked?
Well, I'm pretty sure that... Isn't that just the Old Testament?
Huh? Well, they also have other teachings other than the New Testament and Judaism. They have separate beliefs than Christianity in general.
They just use the Old Testament, like that's the Torah.
Yeah, but like they have other teachings and stuff that are separate from that of Christianity, or else we'd...
No. Have... They believe Christ is Lord, right?
No.
What do you mean? Jews don't believe in Christ?
No, dude, if we just took a step up, you know, you got Judaism... Got that one old good old testament. And you got Christianity. We got that New Testament.
Got that New Testament.
Then we got Mormonism, which has the New Testament. Then we have
McGeeism, which has the New
which has the only Testament.
Yeah, it's just D's nuts over and over and over again. What if you wrote your own Bible? I don't know what. That's not a hypothetical. That's just like, what if you wrote your own Bible? What I meant to say was. What would you teach in it if you wrote your own Bible, Ryan?
How to just live a chill life. Don't
smoke cigarettes, drink milk.
Yeah.
Are those the commandments?
Yeah.
The two commandments?
The two commandments.
Smoke cigarettes, drink milk.
Yeah.
Don't spill milk on your laptop.
Don't spill milk on the day of the Sabbath.
Otherwise, you're going straight to hell. So, oh, I got this shit off Amazon. Check this out. It's these time-changing crystals that lets you travel through time.
Uh-huh.
It will send us to an alternate timeline.
Can I rub them together?
No. Oh, nothing happened. But just don't fuck around with these crystals, man.
I won't.
Serious shit.
Okay.
You know how much money these cost? I drained the bank account for these because it's a business expense.
Your bank account or the Super Mega
bank account?
Matt, that's my money, too.
We can use them for the business. I talked about it on the podcast. That's a business expense.
Yeah, all right.
Ryan, did you hear about Soulja Boy's new gaming console?
I did, and I also saw that, like, in a weird thing, like, Danny Brown streamed himself dancing to the Dream Daddy music.
Yeah.
So, like, it's a kind of a big, confusing time, isn't it?
Yeah.
You got Soulja Boy with his own game console. Because I saw that on Twitter, but I didn't click it. Did you read up on it? What's the deal with it?
So Soulja Boy just bought this.
Up
like,
in this O.
He goes on like Alibaba or something and he buys these little like cheap Chinese emulator. Like, you know those like knockoff game consoles that are like 30 games in one?
Yeah.
He just bought those and he's just selling them as the Soulja Boy console.
But like. We could do it and have the same console as him, but just
the exact
the
same
super
one.
Mega console.
But he was tweeting how he's like trying to make like moves in the tech industry and stuff.
Yeah, I got my own video game console. I can play it to 30 games.
YouTube.com/Soulja Boy. I love Soulja Boy though, for real. He's such an idol of mine.
He asked me out to dinner last week, but I said no. I got plans.
You should have said yeah, man.
No, Josh Brolin wants to have a dinner party.
To reschedule with Soulja Boy?
Nah.
I got to touch him. I touched him. I touched his Gucci bag. And
this
he,
is a real... You actually got to touch him.
I really have touched Soulja Boy. I was front row at a concert. Very, very front row. And I reached up, and he touched my hand, and I touched his Gucci bag. Really expensive.
I love that shirt.
You like this shirt?
Yeah, I saw the material on it. Did you see my face become perplexed when I was, like, staring at it?
A little bit.
I was like, huh.
I got a terrible headache today, so...
I got one forming.
Yeah, I got
it's right now I'm in the stage of the headache where it's like it's birthing, so like your whole head just it doesn't hurt, but your whole head feels like a brick. Like
yeah.
You can feel how solid your head is.
Oh, I know
it
that.
It doesn't feel very open for thought.
Ryan,
what?
Speaking of
and my name's Ryan, not Brian. Let's get that straight.
I said Ryan. I didn't say Brian, okay? I'm sorry people have been calling you Brian because I know it upsets you, but you don't have to take it out on me.
Sorry, all this talk. I thought I just saw Ninja Brian over in the corner over there.
What?
No, I didn't see it. I didn't see him.
Scared the fuck out of me, dude.
I didn't see him.
Holy shit,
I thought,
man.
I saw him.
Sorry. But I was saying all this talk about Soulja Boy's big moves in the tech industry got me thinking about StockX.
Can you and I... Oh. Oh, yeah. I'll say what I was going to bring up after this ad read.
Ever wonder how to get the hottest new sneakers? The ones that barely hit shelves? The answer is StockX, a revolutionary new marketplace for buying and selling 100% authentic sneakers, streetwear, watches, and handbags.
That's right, folks. You heard it here first. Millions are already using StockX to find everything after it sells out. From the latest Yeezys to every retro Jordan to the hottest new sweatwear from brands like Supreme.
Streetwear.
Sweatwear.
Streetwear.
That you'll sweat in from brands like Supreme, Bape, Tudor, and more. It's Tudor, but I wanted to pronounce it like that. Tell them the other deals you can get.
It even allows you to buy and sell pre-owned, excellent condition luxury handbags and watches from brands like Louis Vuitton,
Whoa.
Chanel, Gucci, Rolex, Whoa. Omega.
Damn.
Now listen to this.
StockX uses the same principles as the stock market to make buying and selling as safe and easy as possible. Whoa! That sounds cool. StockX also provides real-time market data for intelligent buying and selling.
That worked out perfectly.
All right. Best of all, StockX has removed all risk from buying and selling online. There's total anonymity between buyer and seller. StockX is in the middle. You never have to deal with the random buyer or seller again.
What's with all these people getting in our shit? What's he doing? What's Brent doing? What's Brent looking at us? He's looking at me. Is he angry?
He looks angry.
Did I do something?
Brent, we're doing an ad read. Yeah.
Do you want to say how great StockX is? Yeah, Brent says he uses
Brent
it all
uses
the time.
It all the time. So you can go to StockX.com/Megacast. What is it, Ryan?
That's StockX.com/Megacast. Brent says that he loves his new pair of Yeezys and new Jordans.
You got it. Ryan, guess what? Guess what freaking comes out tonight? Or guess what's at the time of this drop of the podcast, guess what's out?
Avengers 4?
No.
Oh.
Super Smash Bros. Ultimate
Ooh.
For Nintendo Switch. And what I'm more excited for, call me a fool, but it's my favorite game series, besides Animal Crossing, Katamari Reroll for the Switch.
Would you say it goes Animal Crossing, Katamari, and then Pikmin?
Animal Crossing and Katamari are like, I've never been able to decide. I'd probably have to say Animal Crossing. But Katamari is right. I don't know, dude. It's too fucking hard. Because every time I start thinking about... Every time I start thinking about how much I like Animal Crossing, I think about Katamari, and then I think about those memories, and they feel fond. But I'm like, do the Animal Crossing memories feel fonder? But then I'm like, but Katamari means so much to me. I just don't fucking know. Honestly, Animal Crossing probably is a little bit higher up than Katamari. I'm sorry, it is.
Are you on meth?
I don't know, but Katamari just is so much more unique.
What are you taking?
Fuck.
What are you on, dude? Can I get some? Got a bottle that I could chuck in my mouth?
What if I just had a mental breakdown? Like, that was what triggered it.
Dude, my doctor, he prescribes me, like, these dissolvable bottles, so I can just take the whole bottle at once.
That's not safe, Ryan. What?
What?
Bottle of what?
Bottle of medicine. That's what he said.
I'm gonna prescribe you this bottle of medicine. Just general pills.
Don't mind the effects.
Doctor, can I get some drugs? Yeah, just some general drugs. There you go. I'll prescribe you 3 drugs. Thanks, Doc.
I'm sick. Well, here's some drugs to make you better.
Here's a bottle of medicine.
It has like the skull and crossbones on it.
Dude, I was at a party this weekend and we were just doing drugs, just general drugs, you know?
Yeah.
We just had a bag of general drugs and just did the drugs. Like,
so who brought the drugs?
just like, it's just like generic pills and like
Like whenever you look up drugs on Google Images, it's a really well taken photo, but it's all just like prescription like meds, like a pink pill, a blue pill. Yeah, it's just like a bunch of pills.
The ibuprofen I have.
Notice how they don't put alcohol or cigarettes on there.
I'm trying to actually. I don't know. What? I say this a lot, but I'm trying to quit juuling now. I haven't done it today.
Good, you should.
But the ibuprofen.
Ooh, nicotine withdrawal.
Maybe that's why I have this headache.
Dude, nicotine withdrawal fucking sucks, dude.
Well, I'm about to find out.
Yeah, you'll get headaches, you'll get irritable.
I know the irritability. I get really pissed off at small things. But I'm logically like
what?
What if I just beat your ass for that? Because logically I'm like, I shouldn't be getting mad right now, but then I'm still getting mad, and then that makes me more mad knowing that. No, but I have the ibuprofen I have at my house looks like a cartoon drug because it's half red, half blue, like pill capsules from CVS. It's like their generic brand. Works pretty well, I guess, though. Works as good as regular drugs. We should sell drugs on our merch store. How long would it take for us to get, like, taken down if we just opened up on our merch store and just sold, like, drugs?
I don't know. It seems like it's, like, that's when we're down on our luck. You know, like, when actors do those commercials for, like, stupid products when they're like, down on their luck, like
Jamie Lee Curtis doing Activia.
Yeah. Could you imagine if presidents started doing that shit? I'm George W. Bush and I approve ibuprofen.
Rest in peace, Daddy.
that was a sad speech he gave.
When he cried?
Well, the whole thing. But yes, also when he cried.
It really choked me up when he started crying. I was like, oh man, that's sad.
Yeah.
I don't like seeing anyone cry.
Yeah.
Especially you, Ryan.
He's buried both of his parents.
He has, in 1 year. I mean, usually that happens, though. When your parents are old, one dies, the other one usually goes pretty quick after.
Notice how George Bush got to speak and Jeb Bush took the mother's. That's all I'm saying.
You know, old Jeb is mommy's favorite.
Yeah.
So she needed him to be there. But
isn't he not?
Yeah.
Didn't she, like, sit?
He was like, I'm mother's favorite. And she's like, no, you're not, Jeb. Like in like an interview when he was running for president or something.
Dude, I saw this video and you know what the best cringe I've found is?
What?
When people
early on, super mega?
Yes.
When we were in our edgy phase?
Yes. But that's not what I'm talking about.
Okay.
I'm talking about the type of cringe where someone uploads it to like r/cringe. But the video isn't cringe. It's their perception of it that becomes cringe because, like, there was this dude and, oh, I gotta show you this video. I gotta find it because it is bonkers, my bro.
Is it Banana Bazongo's Boingo Bonkers? I was trying to come up with, like, a Ryan McGee-ism.
Fuck is wrong with
didn't
you.
Really work. Sorry.
It's fine. Yeah, this dude. He's like, so he titles the thing, like, jealous Vietnamese coworker beats girl for talking to foreigner. And like, yeah, that dude does do that. And you see the beginning of the video and I got to show you this. Hold on. It's just how persistent he is with this girl. Cause this dude traveled to Vietnam. Cause you'll see Matt and you'll help explain it to people, but I'm using my stupid fucking phone.
I'll try to turn that down.
In 2014, I went to Vietnam and met a Vietnamese girl.
I liked her because she was so short. She liked me because she said I was funny. We met many times during my stay. I left Vietnam eventually and we lost contact.
Meaning she stopped responding.
2 years later, I returned to Vietnam.
Imagine 2 years later.
I went looking for her at the same local market. After 1 hour of looking, I saw her. Oh.
Now he's got his camera out. He's walking.
Hold on, I'll just...
I come here to find you.
Oh, that's weird.
I'm serious. Is your boss here? Oh, okay.
That is creepy.
Oh, wait, he gets, like, super pushy later? Oh, God damn it!
Oh, look at Mr. Doesn't Know How to Work His Brand New Cell Phone.
Oh, shut up.
Ugh, this is awkward as hell.
The whole thing, imagine me, he's just like, look, I'm trying to get your number, and she's like, I don't...
Like, he flies to Vietnam just to find one girl he hasn't talked to in 2 years that he met at a market? Dude, we were just talking about stalkers in an episode of Pokemon. Don't do that.
But he's this dude. He's like Thai girlfriend, mad-eye poo-poo in the water.
This is weird. This channel is, it's kind of, it's going to give me like a weird vibe.
I don't know what it is.
Like, he's got money to travel, apparently, though.
Thai women meet half-bearded foreigner. Like, he's like, it's all about, like, Thai woman this. And it's just a whole channel, like, with this weird dude or just these weird videos.
We'll upload foreigner asks out Thai woman. And it's Ryan going up to a Thai woman and going, hey, you want to go out on a date? And she goes, no. And then Ryan goes, you sure? And she goes, yes. And he goes, okay. And then he walks away. But we'll use his intro for his videos.
Thai girl wants my rainbow horn in Bangkok.
What?
Big black Bangkoks for sale.
I get it, dude. I totally get it. Oh my god. Do you get it?
No, what is it?
Oh! Oh man, that's funny, dog. Dog, that's so funny.
Can't get white girls. That's another video of his. Mm. But like, I don't understand. Like, does he pay for these?
Whoa. Holy shit.
Oh, holy shit. The crystals work.
Dude.
Damn.
Holy shit. Matt,
hey,
that's
Matt
us.
Ryan.
The crystals
what's
work.
Up? Is that me?
That's us, dude. Oh, that's shit. You and me.
Hey, dude.
Oh,
like 20 minutes ago.
Holy shit.
What's up? You guys want to go get a beer?
Yeah, what's sure.
Fun? All right. Let's go, guys. Come on. Right,
let's go. Let's grab a brew.
Oh, man. This is so fucking cool. How was the time travel, boys?
These nuts.
That's a good one, dude.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.